This recording, the Latin verses spoken by Pope Joan in Carol Churchill's Top Girls, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
It's a beautiful text. It comes from the poet Lucretius, a Roman poet who lived around 50 BC. He was a contemporary of Cicero, of Julius Caesar, and of the great poet Catullus. Lucretius wrote a very long poem in epic meter called Dactylic Hexameter, and his poem is called De Rerum Natura, about the nature of things. This poem is the first versified treatise of Epicurean philosophy in the ancient world. Lucretius drew on the Epicurean philosophy of Epicurus, a Greek predecessor who wrote in prose, and Lucretius wanted to bring this to a wider audience. So his philosophy was that by putting the philosophy into a poetic voice, it would be sweeter, and a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Another interesting thing about it is the meter, the dactylic hexameter meter in which the work is written, is the meter of epic poetry. So Lucretius casts his philosophy as an epic poem, and there is an epic hero who goes on a quest and a mission and has all sorts of adventures. And that hero in Lucretius's poem is the atom. Epicurean philosophy rests on atomism. Everything is made up of atoms. Atoms come together at birth and disperse at death, and so we need not fear what happens after death, because our atoms will disperse and our soul, as our bodies, will no longer exist. So his poem is an epic poem celebrating the lifespan of the atom. It's really clever and wonderful. Much of it is scientific, explaining matter and void and atoms and space and collisions of atoms. Much of it deals more with morals. How should we act given the temporary nature of our bodies? We should act without fear. We should seek not to be disturbed in life. We should seek pleasure, the pleasures of friendship, of good food, good conversation. And because of their interest in pleasure, Lucretius and the Epicurean school were considered They were looked down upon as hedonists, exactly. But that really wasn't what their philosophy was all about. Too much of any pleasure was not a good thing for the Epicureans. Moderation in all things was one thing they sought. So Lucretius's poem is in large part a plea for us to remain undisturbed by the swirling disasters of the world around us and to seek an inner peace.
That presumably Joan takes comfort from that philosophy.
Seems to be, yeah.
in her predicament.
So,
yeah.
His language is very dense, very beautiful, and as I said, it was written in dactylic hexameter. That means each line has six beats, and there will occasionally be elision in the meter, where one word ends in a vowel and another word begins with a vowel. Those two sounds will elide together, and there are a few other places of elision. I can give you the rules if you like, if it'll help. Mm. When a word ends with an M and another word begins with a vowel, that elides also. Okay. But it's hard to read the line without giving the six-beat meter. About the pronunciation of the Latin, per se, Joan, I believe, living in the 8th century, would have pronounced it in an Italianate way rather than an ancient way, which means the V's would sound like V's, and G's and C's would be soft rather than hard. And it seems as if pronunciation had already begun to change in the 5th century, so I think Joan would be much more likely to read Latin as she heard people speaking Latin rather than in some scholarly way that she knew Lucretius to have spoken. It sounds like it would make more sense to me. So, is there any other information I can give that would be helpful?
No.
Now I'm eager to read the rest of the play. But let me just read this part. Suave mari magno turbantibus aequora ventis, etera magnalterius spectare laborem, non quia vexari quem quamps jucunda voluptas, sed quibus ipse malis careas quia cernere suavest. Suavet iam belli certamina magna tueri, per campos instructa tua sine parte pericli, sed nil dulcius est benequam munita tenere. Edita doctrina sapientium templa serena, despicerundeque as alios passimque videre, erratque viam pallantis quaerere vitae. That's the first one, and I realized that I pronounced one word as Lucretius would have, not as Joan would have. Would you like me to go back and do it?
Just that.
That one line is, sed quibus ipse malis careas quia cernere suavest. Okay, her second set. Certa ringenio contendere nobilitate, noctes atque dies niti praestante labore, ad sumas emergero pesre tumque putire. O miseras hominum mentis, o pectora caeca, qualibus in tenebris vitae quantisque periclis degitur hoc aevi quod cumquest nonne videre, nil aliud sibi naturam latrare nisutqui corpore se junctus dolor absit mente fruatur. Her last lines are fragmentary. They probably also come from Lucretius, but they're too short really to read in meter. But they would sound something like, tum vacuum pectus, quod si ridicula splendorem purpureae, nos in luce timemus terrorem.